It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. In recent weeks, we observed the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, by which American women gained the right to vote. Women in Great Britain did not achieve the same voting rights enjoyed by men until 1928. To honor those who worked tirelessly for decades to bring that dream to reality, over the next 3 days, we will salute women on both sides of the Atlantic who led the fight for women's suffrage. Today, we remember that it is the birthday of Christabel Pankhurst, born in Manchester, England in 1880. A co-founder of the Women's Social and Political Union, she was the daughter of women's suffrage advocate Emmeline Pankhurst. Nancy Ellen Ruprecht wrote, "She was almost a textbook illustration of the first child born to a middle-class family. In childhood as well as in adulthood, she was beautiful, intelligent, graceful, confident, charming, and charismatic. Christabel enjoyed a special relationship with her mother, whose death in 1928 had a devastating impact on her. She learned to read at home on her own before she went to school. She and her two sisters attended Manchester High School for Girls. She obtained a law degree from the University of Manchester and received honors on her LLB exam, but since she was a woman, she was not allowed to practice law. Later, she moved to Geneva to live with a family friend, but when her father died in 1898, she returned home to help her mother rear the rest of the children. In 1905, she interrupted a Liberal Party meeting by shouting demands for voting rights for women. She was arrested, and along with fellow suffragette Annie Kinney, went to prison rather than pay a fine as punishment for their outburst. Their case gained much media interest, and Emmeline Pankhurst began to take more militant action for the women's suffrage cause after her daughter's arrest, and she was herself imprisoned on many occasions for her principles. Nicknamed Queen of the Mob, she was jailed again in 1907 in Parliament Square and in 1909 at Bow Street Magistrates Court. Between 1913 and 1914, she lived in Paris to escape imprisonment. The start of World War I compelled her to return to England, and in 1914 she was arrested yet again. After some British women were granted the right to vote at the end of World War I, she announced that she would stand in the 1918 general election. She was narrowly defeated in her race for Parliament by only 775 votes by the Labour Party candidate, local trade union leader John Davison. Leaving England in 1921, she moved to the United States, where she eventually became an evangelist with the Plymouth Brethren and became a prominent member of the Second Adventist movement. She returned to Britain for a time in the 1930s and was appointed a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire for public and social services in 1936. At the outset of World War II, she again left for the United States and lived quietly in Los Angeles, California. Christabel Pankhurst died on February 13, 1958. She was 77. Found sitting in a straight-back chair, her housekeeper discovered her body, and it was noted that there was no indication at all of her cause of death. She was buried in the Woodlawn Memorial Cemetery in Santa Monica, California. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 22nd, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.